Robert Plant has a new solo album called Band of Joy. It's also the name of a group he was in before Led Zeppelin. Rock critic Ken Tucker says if the album title correctly suggests an interest in looking back and trying out older musical styles, there's nothing nostalgic or musty about the results.
Band of Joy commences with that song, Angel Dance, a piece of music that could have surfaced from the primordial ooze of blues. Its guitar riff is that elemental. It's a cover of a Los Lobos song, but Plant makes the song his own with his instantly recognizable high tenor yowl. His co-producer, the wonderful guitarist Buddy Miller, is the one laying down the oily muck on Angel Dance. Elsewhere, other collaborators are crucial as well. That song, a version of Richard Thompson's House of Cards, is rearranged to sound like a stomping blues and features harmony vocals by Patty Griffin, who sings on a number of songs here. A few years ago, Plant's collaboration with Alison Krauss, Raising Sand, was one of those big, mass-audience, award-winning, left-field, late-career hits in the tradition of Bonnie Raitt's Nick of Time and Tina Turner's Private Dancer. This time around, Plant is still inviting Krauss as well as Griffin to keep in touch with his feminine side, but it's really his mind meld with Buddy Miller that matters most. Plant and Miller gathered a group of songs that have little in common except arrangements that frame unhappiness and heartache as permanent states of affairs. You can give me money, diamonds and pearls, but you can't buy. No, that's not some quirky Led Zeppelin take on the Beatles' Can't Buy Me Love. It's a cover of a 1963 Barbara Lynn soul song that Plant says he found on the CD that usually accompanies the annual music issue of the Oxford American magazine. Proof is, if you need it, that reading dead tree publications can only help you in ways you cannot predict. For real soul, however, that song is exceeded by Falling in Love Again, with Buddy Miller and Daryl Scott providing uncanny Southern gospel harmonies. I'm falling in love again. I'm falling in love again. It might break my heart. It might even tear it apart. Band of Joy has its moments of fussiness. Turns out we really don't need another version of the turn-of-the-century folk song Cindy, I'll Marry You Someday, Or a rendition of Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down, so self-righteous it makes you nostalgic for Jimmy Page's fondness for the occult mysticism of Aleister Crowley. On the other hand, Plant and Miller improve upon Townes Van Zandt's hard-boiled romanticism in covering Harm's Swift Way.
There is a home out of Harm's Swift Way. I set myself to find. I swore to my love I would bring her there. Then I left my love behind. The desert was long, the mountains high. Promises so easily made, unbearable yet binding. Oh me, oh my, who's gonna count my time? Oh me, oh my, who's gonna count my time?
In fact, that phrase, Harm's Swift Way, is a compressed summation of this entire album. A collection of songs that might, for a few moments, convince you that courting danger and disappointment can be a heroic adventure. It's an unlikely proposition, but who can deny the heroic power of Robert Plant's voice when placed in these stark, startling settings?
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Robert Plant's new solo album, Band of Joy.